You know what I did this weekend?
What?
I took breaks from watching a smaller screen to watch a bigger screen. So I'm on the phone, like, I gotta take a break with the phone. Let me watch some TV. And then it hit me where I was like, this is not a life to live. Let's touch some grass, dude. So let me take a break from the small screen to watch the big screen. And then maybe get some work done on the medium screen. It's too many screens. I need to go touch a tree. You know what I mean?
Run some errands.
Yeah, that's my go-to. What'd you do today? Ran a lot of errands, man. Didn't just screen hopped all. What'd you get into today, Anthony? Ran some errands. Had a lot of errands.
That's really fun.
All right, so the internet is turning on the Hawk Tua girl.
Yep.
Have you seen that? They're like, all right, what are we doing here? Like, it was never funny to begin with. This is what the internet's saying. I never really got the craze, but I understand it.
I just thought it was like, I feel like this girl's a vibe. I feel like she's fun. Like, she's out on Nashville partying, having drinks, talking to the guy with the mic. I was like, this girl seems like she's fun. I think that's why people caught on and really was like, wow, this is.
No, I mean, but the clip, the viral, how many freaking street interviews, they don't all go viral like that. That went viral. And I just want to say, my biggest takeaway from the whole thing is anybody that's like, oh yeah, Hawk Tua on my thing. Like, have you ever gotten a blowjob in your life? You don't want the Hawk. When you hawk, that's bringing up all the phlegm. That's loogie. Bringing up a loogie. I don't want you to loogie on me before you give me a beaner. The Tua's fine. Tua all you want. Tua left and right all over it. But what's with the hawk? You don't want a hawk. If a girl was ever about to give me a beaner and she hawked, I'd be like, that better go in the trash. That's not going on me. What are you? Just the Tua's fine. So I never understood the hawk part. It's like, you're not hawking. Nobody hawks.
Hawk. Maybe it's a Tennessee thing, dude.
I hope. That's gross, dude. You know? And then I went on her. I think we have the clip. We can play it. So I went on her her TikTok, and she finally made social media. And one of the videos is like, it starts off like a documentary about her life. I play the clip real quick. Hold on.
Stadium. It's a little small area near Lewisburg.
Like she saved a kid from drowning or something. Right? Very well produced.
It's really been a blessing.
I don't know what to feel. It's crazy. I never thought anything like this would ever happen. It's just, it's too much to comprehend.
Pause. So the girl went viral for talking about spitting on a peach. Right? And like, how to give a beaner. You know what I mean? Viral just clip. And they're acting as if, like, the documentary's coming out about how she saved a village of teenagers in Vietnam or something. Like, what did you do? What's with the high production video? Like, we finally got the identity of the girl that ran into the building and defused the bomb. Nope, she didn't do anything like that. She had a viral moment in Nashville on the street talking about spitting on papishes, dude. Not even doing it the right way. What's with the hawk? There should be no hawk.
Imagine explaining to the grandmother, why is everyone asking who you are now? Well,
I couldn't believe, you know, in our wildest dreams that this would ever happen. It's like, where do you go from? Like, the girl seems cool. She seems like a chill vibe. She's very pretty. But, you know, and I hope she figures out a way to take this moment and monetize off of it and make a couple bucks. And, you know what I mean? I don't believe in bashing people on the internet, but it is kind of crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all right. And people are starting to get annoyed with it, and they're over it. You know what I mean? And it's the internet does crazy things to people. And I'm starting, and I'm on like the very low end of the spectrum, and I'm starting to feel it. You know what I mean? Just look at Britney Spears, dude. And my thing about Britney Spears is like, so you'd see those videos of her dancing would pop up almost on a weekly basis. You'd see it. And my POV is I see it and I kind of just, what is going on? And then I'm on to the next video. But you have that afterthought of like, she's clearly not all right. Like, there's been articles about like her father taking over like her money and like.
What's it called? It's called a
custody, like.
It's censorship? No, it's a
chain of custody.
Something like that.
Something like that. Whatever it is.
They had the Free Britney movement. Yeah. And they did all that. And once it was freed, it was like she was freed and she was off it. People are like, maybe she should be back on it.
That's why she doesn't have like a team where it's like, maybe, maybe enough with the dancing videos. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing? And she's staying relevant. Like,
yes.
Can we play one of them? Can we fire one off just so we can see what we're doing? Enough. We're not even talking about like elite level dance moves or anything. Like, these aren't like, you know, America's Next Top Dancer, whatever those shows were, dude. You know what I mean? These are horrible dance moves. And then the outfit, but it's like she's losing her mind. Poor Brittany. I remember throwing a fit in the car because my mother wouldn't buy me her first album at BJ's. I wanted it so bad, dude. I wanted it so bad. She was the biggest thing ever, dude.
The schoolgirl costume?
Oh, what's the song?
Is it...
Oh, baby, baby, I want it to take it slow.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Yeah. And now, 20 years later, this is...
Her poor kids. Her poor kids, like, wow, mom's cooked.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't even think we've seen the full effect of how bad the internet's fucking kids up, dude. Like, we're starting to see it where generations are getting old enough where they've had, like, this level of internet their whole lives. But we're just getting to start to see the effects it's going to have.
Like, when we were younger, to watch porn, it was like, okay, we got to, like, sneak a time when nobody's going to be home. We can use the house desktop to hope nobody comes home. Now kids have it at the palm of their hands. Anytime.
Yeah, I mean, not even that, just the way the internet's changed the world. Like, I can remember back when, and I'm only 34 years old, okay? So, but I can remember back when I was in high school, if you went to a beach, like on the Cape, like in the United States, you went to a beach and a girl was wearing a thong bikini and she wasn't like Brazilian, it was like, you'd look around like, this, are we seeing this? This is wild. And you would see it once in a blue moon, and it was like a comet. Like, what is that girl wearing a thong? And now it's like you see girls with their families at the beach that are like 17 years old wearing it. You know what I mean?
Like,
girls will be at the beach, and you can see they got like a glow-in-the-dark butt plug in, and it's like no one bats an eye. The world's changing, dude, with all the OnlyFans stuff and the sex on the internet. Have you seen the... women breastfeeding dolls?
Have not seen
on
that.
Instagram. They're breastfeeding dolls so they can show titty. Like, they're not doing it for like breastfed education, because if you do that, the internet doesn't censor the titty.
Doesn't flag
censor
it.
The nipple. So women are exploiting that are doing OnlyFans, and they're breastfeeding dolls so they can show their titties off without getting censored. Wild. I can't imagine what it's going to look like when we're old shits. People are just going to be having sex in the street. People, you're just going to, you know how you take a drive to Dunkies or something in the morning and you see people walking or rollerblading? Pretty soon you're just going to be seeing people fucking on the sidewalk, and it's just going to be a normal thing.
It's going to be okay. They're going to allow it.
Yeah,
they're going to
be like, oh yeah, fucking, did you see Mary the other day? Just fucking her neighbor in the street again.
Getting piped down on the sidewalk.
Why, dude? Where does it end? Where does it end? Does it have to get so crazy that eventually we just revert back to, like, you know what I mean? Women in bonnets, like the Amish or something. Like, how do we get to this point? I was just curious because I was thinking about it earlier. You see a lot of these videos online where it's like, you know, just give me a top three celebrity crushes.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh. I might have to redo mine. J-Law.
Another Jennifer Aniston, because she's on the older level where you can still see her now and you're like, damn. Like,
right.
Her and Just Go With It with Adam Sandler.
These are what we're doing now. We're not doing if we could go back in time.
No, even now.
Even now. No,
She's in my older category.
And she's still there.
And then got to be Sydney Sweeney, dude.
But she's just tits.
I don't know, though.
She's beautiful.
Yes.
But it's like, what got her to this was her showing off her tits in the show.
Who's the Spanish lady from, you know who I'm talking about?
I said top three. You can't.
I know, and I want to.
I'll give you one honorable mention.
The I forget her goddamn name.
It might be she might be number one on mine. Salma Hayek.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Salma Hayek's number one on mine.
Aged like fine wine.
She's unbelievable.
Aged like fine
Salma
wine.
Salma Hayek is my number one.
She was in the movie. Was she in The Mummy? Was she in or was she not The Mummy? With Brandon Fraser? Where she was wearing like a maroon.
She might have been.
The maroon bathing suit looking thing.
Yeah. The Mummy's not really fresh in my mind. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. So I got Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
I have Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Scott, now we're talking like marriage. Like, I want to marry these women. We're not talking like just one night fantasy. Scarlett Johansson. Okay. And then I'm doing similar to your Jennifer Aniston. This is from when I was younger and it still holds true today because she was such an icon to me. Like, as far as a woman that I would see on screen and fall in love with her in anything she was in, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay.
Remember the movie Heartbreakers?
Yep.
Where her and, was it Susan Sarandon? Is that who it is? I don't know who it is. They're like trying to rip off like rich dudes and stuff like that. Oh my God. If you haven't seen that movie, look at Jennifer Love Hewitt in that movie. And then my honorable mention is something about her, Lana Del Rey, the singer.
Yep.
There's something about her energy that I would, if I could spend an afternoon with her, and then I died after, I think I would do it.
Dua Lipa has that same energy. Ever seen her?
We could just do a long list, but like top, I'm talking top.
I kind of want to rearrange though, because I want to throw a Jessica Biel in there too.
Oh my goodness!
Summer Catch Jessica Biel.
Do you see those the clips of Timberlake?
Just like this.
No.
Skied out of his mind.
Yeah, it looked like he was doing a little cocaine. What is that line? I've seen that movie, Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you got to watch that. It's with the guy, John C. Reilly.
Okay.
It's like a spoofy movie, but it's so freaking good. And like, as he progresses through his music career, he'll go into a room and they'll be smoking weed.
I saw this clip.
You don't want any part of this, Dewey. You know what I mean? He gets to the part where like they're doing cocaine in the room. It's like, you don't want any part of this, Dewey. It turns all your good feelings into bad feelings. And he goes, I think I like to try me some of this cocaine. But yeah, Timberlake was skied up.
Out of his mind.
And I think we need to give celebrities more of a pass.
They have so much money.
You're Justin Timberlake. You're not doing a kids show. You want to do coke and go to your concert? Fucking blow a line, buddy. Go ahead. You know what I mean? I think we're too judgy. We see these celebrities like, oh, Ba-ba-ba cheated on his wife again. And it's like, oh, what a terrible person. When Jim up the street does it in the neighborhood, nobody cares. You know what I mean? Why does it matter? Of course celebrities are more likely to do crazy shit like that.
I think it goes to show that how many celebrities out there are sober. I think it really goes to show how many celebrities are like actually sober and like, yeah, I've been sober for this many years and I haven't touched drugs or alcohol since because my life just got out of control so fast.
Well, you know, and I'm not a fucking, you know, this isn't E! True Hollywood Story. Like, I'm not a fucking celebrity hunter. Like, I don't know. And I'm not a psychologist either. But I would think that that's a testament to how many people in the country are sober. Because when it happens with a celebrity, it stands out because they're one of a small group of people. But I think it's just a testament to, you know, kind of by scale, like the population as a whole, there's a lot of people that are clean and sober. I think that when you have access to that amount of money, you know, and you have all this fame and you're doing this crazy shit, the need to get stimulated, you know what I mean, increases. So you're more likely to be driven towards that sort of stuff. I should have went into psychology. I should have went to school for it instead of sitting here with you doing this.
This is fun, though.
This is exactly what's wrong with this country. Yeah, you know what? If you're listening right now or you're watching this on YouTube, do me a favor. Click out of this and go read a fucking book. Go read a book. And I know, here's my thing, is most people are going to continue to listen and some might click out, but there might be one or two people that actually click out and go read a book. And I think I did good. A good deed by doing that.
You did.
So if you're watching this, that book that you bought but you never read, and it kind of looks cool for when you have guests over, and it looks like you read. Go actually read it.
It's like LeBron James. Every time they show a picture of reading a book, he's always on the first page. They have 10 pictures of him with different books, and he's always in the first page. People are like, does he
know how to read? I was telling you earlier, I'll have a conversation with my mother, and if it gets deep, like if the conversation goes in a certain direction, I can expect in like 2 to 3 business days for a book to arrive that she'll want me to read. I'll go get the book she just mailed me. I got it today. I didn't even see what it was because this happens often. Hold on. But thoughtful, anyways. I'll read it off air, Mom. Yeah. I know. I don't want her to be like, I sent you these books and you never read them. I do. I read them, Mom. All right. Thoughtful. Nice of her.
Leave them in the bathroom. You can do 90s poops where no phone. You go in there and every day you read.
I got to take a break from my phone, dude. It's bad. I'm always on it.
You get your notification?
Fully addicted.
You get your notification today?
No, I'm not reading my screen time.
You're not doing your screen time?
No, I'm not reading my screen time.
I got mine today. Weekly report down 14% for the week.
Good for you. All right. So do we do the things that annoyed me of the week?
Yeah.
Do you have yours? What annoyed you this week?
Yeah. So we went down to the 4th of July down in Falmouth. It was great.
You went down to the 4th of July in Falmouth?
Yeah, went down to the Heights. Not like where I live, but we went drove all.
4th of July is happening whether everywhere. You like it or not. You don't go to 4th of July. 4th of July happens every year.
Let me word it this way. I went to the 4th of July celebration in Falmouth.
Okay.
Parked super far away, walked to the kids. It's a zoo of people. There's tons of people there.
Yep, get to the fucking point.
Okay. we're walking down, and there's this family, probably about 4 kids, 5 kids, 2 parents.
4 kids, 5 kids, 2 parents.
Yes.
So with 9 kids?
Yes. No. 4 kids.
Okay, because I thought 4 kids, 5 kids.
I couldn't notice.
4 or 5 kids.
4 or 5 kids and 2 parents, right?
Yeah.
All the parents and all the kids are wearing shirts that say, Kennedy is the remedy. Both parents are dreadlock parents wearing, and don't get me wrong, I'm not mad about the person they have on their shirts, but why are you getting kids that are 9 and 10 years old representing your politics and your views?
I don't like that.
And if it was the other way, if they're all wearing Trump stuff, I'd say the same thing. Like, why would you get your kids involved in politics this young?
Right.
That pissed me off.
Right.
It's like, you shouldn't be doing that with children. They're children for a reason. You shouldn't say, wear this. It's good for the world. Like, no.
So what about giving a kid the Bible or a cross? Does that fall on the same thing?
Should
you not push religion on them if you can't push politics? And if you can't push politics on a kid, should you not be able to push religion on them?
I don't know. I feel like a faith when it comes to religion is different than politics.
Right.
I think that's different. And don't get me wrong, I grew up Catholic. I went to church every single Sunday. Do I go to church? Would I go to church now and get my kids to church? I should. Am I too lazy and don't go to church? Yes.
Right.
Am I a confirmed Catholic? Yes. Should I be getting my kids involved in the church young? Absolutely. But then Sunday comes, I'm like, oh, I got to drag these kids to church. Do I even want to drag myself? I'd rather have a bacon, egg, and cheese and watch Monday morning cartoon or Sunday morning cartoons with the kids.
Right.
But yeah, that's what just pissed me off. And I was like, why are they letting their kids represent what they...
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. One thing I realized about the internet after, like, you know, being at it on the grind, posting videos, reading comments, it's like most of my followers are normal, but there's some weird people out there, you know? And you kind of just gotta, I would never do that. I don't agree that other people do it, but it's not affecting my life. So see you later. It's weird. It is weird though, for sure.
Yeah.
My thing that pissed me off this week is actually something that you told me from last week, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it, is that you feed your kids frozen chicken nuggets and you don't put them in the oven. Like, they just eat them frozen.
That's correct.
To the point now where that's the only way that they will eat them.
Correct.
So you get the little Tyson nuggets that normally you take out of the freezer. You put it in a baking sheet and you put them in the oven for 20 minutes. And then you got warm nuggets and maybe some fries. You feed your kids. They just eat the frozen nugget like it's a fucking chicken popsicle.
Can I tell you how it started?
Sure. I mean.
Okay. How it started was when my kids were teething, one of the recommendations was give them a frozen chicken nugget. They're fully cooked and it will help them eat food while helping their gums from teething. And after that, there was no turning back. Heated up. I don't want this. This is hot. I don't want it hot. I want it cold, Daddy. Give me cold. I want cold.
Can you even, when they're cold, can you even
they like gnaw
get a
them.
Bite off? Like they, it's like you're giving a dog a bone?
They gnaw on it and they love them. They love them. Daddy, and
yeah,
they
but
ask,
it's so strange, dude. Imagine they have a friend over. Like they keep this going when they get a little older and they're like 10. And they're like, Dad, friend's coming over. And then your son's just gnawing on...
You know what I'm gonna
frozen nuggets? What are we doing?
You know what I'm gonna say to their
it's
friends?
It's one of the craziest things I've ever heard in my life.
Their mother was the same way. Used to eat frozen chicken nuggets and frozen peas and stuff like that. So if the friend comes over, starts giving them shit, I'm gonna go, they learned it from their mother. It wasn't me.
And the thing about the internet is we'll post this and there'll be somebody that comments that's like, oh, I love frozen chicken nuggets, dude. You know what I mean? There's all this crazy world we live in, dude. But that took me, that was a shocker. Cause you were like, oh, cause we went to Walmart together and you're like, oh, I gotta get my kids the frozen nuggets. And then you try to slip in that they eat them frozen and just like move on with our lives at Walmart. I was like, wait. They eat, what do you mean? They just eat the frozen nuggets. That's all, they don't even want them warm. They don't even want them warm. And I'm like, kids are eating frozen nuggets, Packy? It's a fucking weird thing, dude.
I was a little tired on that Walmart trip. You know what I left with on that Walmart trip?
Frozen nuggets.
A 4.5 pound of frozen nuggets, a bag of chips, 2 Snickers, like a clear ice, and a Caesar wrap from Walmart. It was a very strange cart when I left there. Did you eat your Snickers bar I got you?
You want me to be honest with you?
You left it melt in the car.
Yeah, it melted in the car. Luckily, it didn't break open. There was chocolate everywhere, but I just picked it up, and it was a puddle of Snickers, so I threw it out. It's a thought that counts, but I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and act like I ate the Snickers bar. I will say, to have a once you get to a certain age, if a grown man randomly buys you a candy bar, it's a little weird. I almost don't want to eat it. We're grown men. You shouldn't be getting me candy bars.
Well, I was hungry, and I said, I need to grab a snack. And you
no,
said,
that was nice of you.
And you said, I'll wait in the car. So I was like, I know this kid is a sweets hound. Mm. So I said, I'll get him a little something. You know, I'm getting a Snickers. I'll get him a Snickers. You know, really help him out.
Yeah, really? I don't like the way you said Snickers there. But like, if you were to give me a list of candy bars, Snickers is so far down that list.
Really? That's my number one. Snickers bar is
yeah,
my number
so
one.
So now, like, coming from a guy that feeds his kids frozen nuggets, it's like nothing you say. Like, Snickers being your number one, but you and the family are all non-unfrozen nuggets. Do you jump in on it?
No!
You
no,
don't jump in and
no,
eat?
It grosses me out.
So Hannah does.
Nope, she doesn't either.
She doesn't. She's moved on. She was a kid.
She says, it grosses me out where the fact where after I put them on a plate for them and they eat them, I have to wash my hands because the smell of the nuggets, like, gross me out. Like, the smell of the...
frozen nuggets.
The breading just is like, ugh.
Yeah.
But they love them, dude. And if they can, if that gets their protein, and the food they request more than anything else is frozen chicken nuggets, apples, strawberries, and salad.
Yeah, but it's not so it's like, oh, if it gets their if they like to like run outside and eat salamanders and that was like, oh, hey, if they get their protein, like it's strange. No, don't let them do that.
They're fully
the
cooked.
Frozen. I understand that they're cooked, but your kids are eating nugget popsicles. It's fucking I've never heard it. I've been all around the world. I've met so many different types of people, you know. I've never I eat more nuggets than the amount of nuggets I've eaten in my life, like I had them last night and the night before. The Purdue's, dude, get some Gold Fever sauce, throw your show on, got a little freaking Powerade or some Schweppes. That's a night. I've never thought to myself, let me take a bite out of this frozen nugget.
Try it.
I'm not going to try it.
You know what it started as? Daddy, I want chicken nuggets. Fine. And I'd heat them up. They go, I don't want these. And then I'd eat them. And then they start. Now they ask, Daddy, can I have frozen chicken nuggets? Daddy, can I have frozen chicken nuggets? And they know they're frozen and they want them. I'm like, okay. Like I said, they could be requesting a lot worse things like candy and Cocoa Puffs and bullshit.
Yeah, heroin. Yeah, sure. They could, there's so many things they could request that's weirder.
I'm talking for a 5-year-old to request.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
then they could be requesting a lot of other things.
Give me the frozen nuggets, though. We've been on the frozen nuggets topic for a long time. So we're going to do clip of the week.
It really pissed you off.
We're gonna move on into clip of the week. So this is the clip that I dragged up. And before we press play on this clip, I wanted to tell you that it took me halfway through the video before I realized it was deaf people arguing. Go ahead and play that clip for me. Watch what the girl in the bottom left does in the beginning of the clip. Wild way to start the clip off. She just loaded up a gun.
In my face, you weird. You are lucky. I have an odd number one.
Okay, so what I was able to deduce from that clip is that they're deaf and they're arguing. So if anybody can read sign, please, can you translate what they're arguing about? It seems like the two girls at the bottom were attacking the girl at the top, but it's like, you don't think about that world, dude. You know what I mean? It's like you ever get something in your eye, right? And then you're like, oh, fuck, I should have appreciated this eye so much more. You know what I mean? Oh, I remember the days of not having something in my eye, dude. And then it comes out and you're like, I'm never going to take my eye for granted again, dude. It's like that. You don't think about, like, you can't speak. Imagine you can't hear and speak.
That'd be tough.
I remember I had my old boss, Mike. We had somebody that was in our facility whose mother was deaf. And so she needed to come in and she was going to meet Mike. So Mike knows going into it that the mom's deaf. And I'm sort of just a fly in the wall watching this interaction. And when she comes up, he starts whispering to her. And so he's whispering to her and they have their little interaction. Like, she wrote a couple things on a piece of paper, like pertinent information they needed to talk about. And he responded by whispering and then writing on the paper. And then she left and I was like, what was with the whispering? She's deaf. Why are you whispering? You know what I mean? It was just so wild to me. So if anybody could translate that for us, this would be good. And this isn't me making fun of handicapped people.
No.
This is just me coming to a realization that, like, imagine being deaf and you get into an argument with another deaf person. The fucking hand signals must be really intense, dude. I want to know what they're saying.
The middle finger's a strong one.
But like the girl's loading up a clip into the gun. Like, what are they talking about, dude? So that was my clip of the week. That was my, and that's my whole Instagram Rails page is shit like that.
I sent you something this week that was like, this probably seems
a
like
compilation
of Reels.
Yeah, I.
Did that not
too much?
Did that not look like yours?
Yeah, that's exactly what mine looks like, dude.
I knew it was, and I was like, "This is just like his. It has to be."
I have a really heartfelt story, and I think I've told you the story before, but we can revisit it because it's been a long time. So I was thinking about, cause I used to sell cars right back in the day, and I remember I was at a really rough patch of my life at one point, and. I was leaving work a lot to go buy drugs from my drug dealer in Taunton, right? And you know how people from the hood are. Like, they're just, you pull up with like a dress shirt and a tie, and your drug dealer will be like, okay, with the tie? I see you with the tie, okay, with the dress shirt, right? And I'm like, dude, I'm just at work, bro, you know? And so we would typically do like the window pass drug deal, where it's like we pull up close to each other, my window's down, his window's down, I throw the money, he throws the drugs, and he would always, and I'd always be in my work clothes, and he'd hit me with the, okay, with the tie on, right? And I would, you know, we'd start to get to know each other through these quick little throwing of the drugs and money through the window, and I would tell him, you know, that I sell cars, blah, 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 blah. Ended up getting him a job at the dealership. So then I wouldn't have to drive anywhere to get drugs. They would just be at work. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I don't want my managers to know what this kid actually does. So I'm just like, oh, guy, I know. I think, he he's real go-getter. You know what I mean? I think he'd be great. And they loved him. Comes in for the interview. They love him. He starts, right? This is this is probably, I want to say, like 2016. And later on, like a couple weeks later, my manager comes up to me. He's like, hey, if you have any more friends that are drug dealers that want a job, like they make the best car salesman ever, dude, right? And so they eventually like caught on, whatever. But then I wouldn't have to leave, right? And we can get into the details of that sort of stuff on the Patreon side of stuff. You know, I don't like to talk about, you know, those things in the free version. You know what I mean? For now, we'll leave it on Patreon. But he's still selling cars to this day. I got an update on him. So I bumped into him months back, or like last year at a Celtics game. And so we ended up following each other on social media. And he doesn't sell drugs anymore and just sells cars. I'm not going to say where, you know what I mean? I'm going to put him on blast like that. But he's like completely changed his life around and like makes a ton of money selling cars.
Good for him.
It's a real good feel good story.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got him off the streets.
Off the streets. But I like brought back memories of like, I was such a nutbag. So you know, you sell cars. So you know how like every dealership has dealer plates. And so when you're going on a test drive, you just grab a dealer plate, right? And the dealership I worked at, there was 20 salespeople. So they had a ton of dealer plates. And they weren't keeping tabs on these things. Unless one went missing for more than a day, then they'd freak out, you know? So when I wanted to go do something like that, I would just grab a dealer plate and pick out any car on the lot, grab any car on the lot and take a 20-minute drive into Taunton to Brockton, go do my thing, and then come back.
That's the that's the difference of the dealership I work at on Cape Cod, that there's 5 salespeople, 2 managers, 1 finance manager. So if I'm gone for over 30, 45 minutes ago, where the hell did Packy go? Especially because I'm the loudest one there. So once I'm gone, I'm like, that's why even I feel like at a big dealership, I don't know how they didn't notice a guy like you gone. Where the hell did Tony go? He's been gone for
Well, when you have 20 salespeople,
yeah,
they're not. But like if someone asks for me or if they have a question for me and I'm gone and then they realize I'm gone for a long time, they just hit you with like, where have you been? And you know me, dude, with excuses and stuff like that. And I just make something up. But they just, and it's not like I was like this top car salesman at the dealership. I was like middle of the packing, but they loved me, dude. I got away with murder over there, whatever I wanted. It was some wild times selling cars.
We do the same thing now. Like if we're like, hey, go pick up lunch, I'll buy, you drive. All right, I'm not driving my car. I'm not putting miles on my car.
Yeah, I mean, it's different picking up lunch versus going to pick up what I was picking up. You know what I mean?
Two or three towns over.
Wild, dude. Oh, and I laughed at the thought of him being like, okay with the time. And then I got him a job, dude. And to think like 8 years later, he's still selling cars. Different dealership, but he's still selling cars like and doesn't do the other thing anymore, really.
That's good. 2022 must have been his best year ever. It must be like, I'll never do anything else ever the rest of my life.
What was up with the car industry in 2022?
The chip shortage, the microchip shortage.
So you could just be like, this is how much it costs. This is what the car costs.
Our dealership, we did MSRP, nothing over. Right, but there were dealerships down Cape, different brands that were like 10, 15 grand over MSRP.
Right.
And that's just, if it already has a $5,000 markup, they're making 20 grand per car. Someone sell a car, bring home $2,000 or $3,000, be like on one car.
Yeah, when I went to, so I bought a new car in November, and I was going around to the different dealerships being a typical, like, and you'd go to the Toyota dealership, right? Because I was thinking of maybe getting a 4Runner. You go to the Toyota dealership, it's like they had 7 cars. New cars. And I used to work at a Hyundai dealership that was connected to a Toyota dealership. And you're talking back in my day when I was selling cars, they'd have hundreds of new cars on this lot. The lot was like empty. And it's like, oh, we have 1 4Runner to choose from. And it's like that poo-poo brown muck leather. And I'm like, oh, I don't want this purple 4Runner with poo-poo brown leather interior. You know what I mean? Let me go see what they have for Maximas. Like, oh, they're not making them anymore. They're not making Maximus anymore. It's like, all right, let me go look at Jeep Grand Cherokees. It's like, oh yeah, we have 3. We already have 3 Jeep Grand Cherokees. Just things are changing, dude.
It's crazy.
Dealerships are hurting for cars.
Yeah. It's and at one point during that chip shortage, used cars were just about the same as new. So people are like, I'm not gonna buy used if the new is only $2,000 more and I could pay $2,000 less for 4 years old and 30,000 miles.
Right,
why would
right.
I even do that? I'll pay the extra $2,000 for the new.
Right.
And then And that also, as you know, hurts your used inventory. If people aren't buying new cars, there's no trade-ins.
Right.
So we don't have any used cars either. So I was like, at one point, our lot had one new Outback, and that's it.
You ever move cars around on the lot and ding another car or something?
At my first dealer I worked at, I did that. He goes, hey, the guy was an East Providence guy who ran the dealership down on Cape. So yeah. He's very like, he sounded like Tony Soprano. He sounded just like him.
Right.
Walk out, smoke butts, spit around. I'm like, dude, this is just that type of guy.
Typical, yeah.
Yes, not someone that I knew growing up type thing. He goes, move these vans.
So like sometimes it takes you a long time to get to your story.
Yeah.
It's like you got to take a taxi and hop on a fucking flight.
I'm
and
a then, detail.
You know what I mean?
On I'm a
standby,
detail guy.
You're on standby on the tarmac for 25 minutes, and it's like, where are we even going again? I forgot what we were talking about.
I like details.
Get to the fucking point of the story, dude.
He said move the vans in the corner, and there was a tree hanging out like this, and I went, boom, and backed the van, and the dent was probably...
Did you tell him?
Nope.
Did they still not know till this day?
Yeah. Two days later, another salesperson goes to give it to a test drive, pulls it up, backs up in front of the dealership. Who did I tell to move those vans the other day? He didn't click.
They might listen to this now and come get you, dude.
That guy's long.
Because I did it, but I did it years ago, dude. I was working at a dealership, and I cracked the back bumper into another car, dude, and just never said anything. Week later, it's like, what the fuck? It's like, what are they mad about? It's like, oh, that's me, dude.
That's like an unwritten rule of the car industry. It's like you're supposed to... say, hey, listen, I did this, but you know everyone does it. Like, they let a door swing out too fast, and it dings a car, and you're like, I'll just move this car somewhere else.
I've seen guys in the wintertime total cars on the lot.
Oh.
Just being an idiot, drive total at the Hyundai dealership I used to work at.
Before I worked at my dealership now, there's a salesman that worked there. He's been there 17 years. When it snowed, they're like, hey, if we just, with the Subarus and the all-wheel drive, if we pull out and jam on the brakes, all the snow will just brush off them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they did that. They didn't realize it was a layer of ice underneath the snow. So every hood just boom, big dent. Boom, big dent. So every hood was damaged.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, shit. They went to the owner, and the owner's like, don't worry about it. We'll get it fixed. Don't worry.
Right.
Because they were honest. They're like, we can't not say anything.
Right.
But that kid's been there 17, 18 years now. It's once you're at a dealership long enough,
you can do anything.
Anything. And yeah. They have... I've been there 6 years. I'm making phone calls. Hey, please come in and buy a car. He's getting phone calls. Hey, I'm ready to buy another one. I'm like, and his desk is connected to mine. I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah, the repeat business. That's where they get all the, yeah. When I worked at the Hyundai dealership, there was a guy that worked there, Hyundai Dave.
I was just going to say Hyundai Dave, you told me.
Hyundai Dave would send out, he would get all your information. If you ever bought a car off him, and he would send you a card for your birthday. He'd send you a card for Christmas. He'd send you a 4th of July card. He would just pump out cards, do hundreds of cards every holiday. Hyundai Dave, he was a character.
Yeah, and that's what kept him with the repeat business.
Yeah.
People are like, oh my gosh, my Hyundai dealer just sent me a happy 4th of July card.
Yeah, I couldn't hack it. It wasn't good for my recovery.
It's
working. You know what I mean? That many hours in a day and just the constant grind and pressure where it's like you sold a ton of cars this month, but this month you're starting off from scratch. It just was. And a lot of guys, the dealerships I was working at, were partaking in some extracurricular activities that didn't make it easy for me to stay clean. So I gave up on it a while ago.
I think about that. I'm like, you would definitely do well at my dealership because it's everyone there, parents.
The Cape dealerships have a different vibe.
Totally different vibe. Yeah. It's not like, and the one at the dealership I worked at before wasn't quite the same as the one I was at now. People are getting fucked every single night. Up, it's the last day of the month. We go out and drink after. Up, it's the last day of the week. We go out and drink. Up, it's a Tuesday. Let's all go out.
Right.
I think I've been in this dealership 6 years. I've been out to drink with the guys that work there one time. They're like, we want to go home and see our kids. Like, I don't want to spend any more time with you than I have to.
I'm going home
to see my family.
Right.
And that's like the vibe I have where every day it's like, all right, boys, see you tomorrow. And you go home to your kids and have dinner and then do it all again the next day, you know? So it's a totally different vibe with this dealer. It's like it's weird because like people from like our Brockton stores come in. They're like, "You guys are all a little different around here." I'm like, "Yeah, we have five salespeople. We all know each other, but like we don't have meetings like that. We don't have big."
Well,
like,
it's just the clientele in the Cape's different. It's a lot of elderly,
retired,
good credit, retired.
It's and they come in. They know what they want, and they come in. They're like, Saturday's supposed to be like the selling day. Our customer's like, "I'm retired. I'm not going to a dealership on a Saturday."
If I fought, will the mics pick it up? Or does the fought need to be like really loud? Depends how loud the fought is.
Depends how high the sense.
I gotta let one go. I don't want to get picked up. Oh, silent. Ugh. We can edit that out.
You already smelled that?
I just took a quick, just to see if it was. We can cut that out. We can cut that out. Does it smell?
No, it's just,
I know he went he was waiting for it.
Fart particles travel fast, I'd imagine. Very.
Like a sneeze.
How long do you have to wait before you can smell a fart?
I'd say about 3 or 4 seconds.
If it's bad enough.
If it's bad enough off rip,
I'm on this. I have to. I probably have probably 1 minute and 30 seconds. From when I take a sip of coffee in the morning before I have to poop. I can't even enjoy the full cup. Sometimes I'll just get the coffee flavor in my mouth before I really start drinking the coffee. And then I gotta go right to the bathroom.
I don't drink coffee. So for me, it's orange juice. All of a glass of orange.
Are you still ordering soda at breakfast?
I so badly was thinking to myself the other day, if I ever go out to breakfast with
Anthony. We'd go out to breakfast. It'd be a couple of us. We'd all go out to breakfast. Coffee, all right, okay, I'll take a coffee. Oh, I'll take an orange juice. Oh, I'll take a chocolate milk. Packy's like, do you guys have orange soda? Packy, it's 9 a.m. You're about to have fucking pancakes. You want orange soda, dude?
I was a huge soda guy.
We should have known you'd grow up to feed your kids frozen chicken nuggets, dude. You know what I mean?
Well, dude, it was like, I was just thinking, literally this week, I go, if I could ever, because I know you went to breakfast with Benny the other day. I think that was, did you go to Talk of the Town?
Can you just speak and just say what you're going to say? You don't have to this build up every time you fucking talk to me.
What I was saying to you.
So, yeah, now that you say that, no, I'm glad you said that. So, back in 1987, right, before you get the point that I'm trying to make here, let me fucking give you 17 minutes of fluff before we get to what I was going to say. But I'm glad you said that. So, there was this guy, right? Great guy. He had a big family. He actually had 6 kids. His parents lived. You know where his parents lived? They actually lived on Nantucket. Well, no, his mother actually. And then we get to the point, and I don't even remember what we were talking about.
You give details. I give details. I like to give details. If you don't want details, I can make it vague.
No, go ahead. Say, I'm just being a dick. I'm messing with you. Go ahead.
Is he a gaslighter? Is he like just the is he a gaslighter? I think that's gaslighting.
What is gaslighting? Girls use that a lot.
They use it a lot, but I think that's what you
gaslighting
are.
Gaslighting is a form of psychological abuse or manipulation in which the abuser attempts to sow self-doubt and confusion in their victim's mind. Typically, gaslighters are seeking to gain power and control over the other person by distorting reality and forcing them to question their own judgment and intuition. Give me an example of one.
I think it's like you do something wrong and then your girl would get mad at you and then you somehow turn it and blame it on her type thing. That's how I was taught what gaslighting is anyway.
Example
of gaslighting.
Another one's mansplaining.
Yeah, that's.
But that's just explaining.
That's all it is.
And being a man. So what happens if a woman does it? It's just explaining. But when a man does it, it's like, don't be a man and try to explain something. You know what I mean? Let me look that one up. Let's get off gaslighting because I feel guilty of that one.
Mansplaining is like
mansplaining.
Do you want an example of mansplaining?
The combination of a man and explaining. Okay, we figure that one out. It's a colloquial expression used to describe situations. What the fuck's colloquial mean? expression used to describe situations which a man provides a condescending explanation of something to someone who already understands it. But how do you know they understand it?
Okay.
Give me an example.
Okay. Okay. So someone's talking to your mother and they go, oh yeah, just par for the course. And they look at her and go, that means like you're on course, on track to do like the, what you're supposed to do type thing. Par for the course. Cause you know, when you're par, when you're golfing par, you're and your mother's a huge golfer. That would be mansplaining. They're assuming that she doesn't know golf or the saying. So that's mansplaining.
Right. So can a man mansplain to another man, or is it only when he's talking to a woman?
I think it's only.
What if I do it to you? Am I mansplaining? But if you're a man,
you're just explaining.
I'm just explaining.
You're just explaining.
But aren't I just explaining anyways? And like, wouldn't you just chime in and be like, "Oh yeah, I know what that is."
Exactly.
Yeah, I do it to people all the time. Where you explain something, it's like, "Oh yeah, I know what that is."
Well, you know,
I can stop trying to explain it to you.
You know how you said last week that depression's getting very trendy online.
Well, mental health is like
very.
All right, guys.
I think people getting offended is very trendy online as well.
Like wanting to commit suicide's a personality trait. You know what I mean? Like, okay, like if you need help, fucking call someone. You don't need to tell the internet.
But like I said,
yeah,
that's what's trending. Trendy to be like, well, I'm offended by that because you mansplained to me. It's like, I didn't know that you knew golf.
Right. I was just trying to explain.
You could explain it to me. And then what would that be said? Oh, you're a pussy because you don't know anything about golf? Like, the fuck?
Right. Yeah.
But other than that, what's big events on your week this week?
A lot of errands, dude.
Trim your beard?
I did trim the beard. It got itchy, dude, so I just got rid of it.
Said, I'm going to have a busy day today. I got to trim the beard. And
it was actually a big event. It felt really good.
Highlight of your week?
Yeah, highlight of my week. No, I did run a lot of errands.
Look in the mirror, went like this. Said, nice.
It's, dude, like, so when I have my son, I have, like, a very normal life. Like, we have fun, we go out to eat, we do things. And then when I don't have him, just been in this dark, depressive state, dude.
It's like
sucked.
It's like your endorphins are way too high and then way too low when you don't have them. And then way too high when
I don't want to attribute it to like having it or not having it as a reason for why I'm depressed. Yeah. But it's when I have them, I'm able to like turn all that shit off and just be happy and focus on my time with them. But then when I don't, live a life where, you know what I mean? Someone asked me like, oh, what did you do this week? And it's like, just sat around and moped. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's fucking. You would think like, oh, comedian online. He must be always throwing zingers out and having a good time and having fun. And it's not. It's not the case. It's far from the truth.
Did you watch any good movies this week?
Shows.
What shows?
So I started. I completely binged Dark Matter on Apple TV.
I've heard of that.
From the movie The Fighter.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, first of all, it's Tom Hardy and the other guy. Who's in...
Jake Gyllenhaal's in Southpaw. Excuse me.
Yeah, Doc Matt, Joel Egerton or whatever.
Okay.
Wicked. So it's about alternate realities. I'm a big, like, if you're going to watch it, then I don't want to say too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is how I feel about previews, right? You ever watch a movie with somebody and you decide, like, all right, this is the movie we're going to watch. Well, let's throw in the preview. No. We've decided we're watching it. Because I'm the type of person, I'm good at guessing what's going to happen. You give me a preview. I remember that preview. Now I'm watching the movie and I'm like, oh, I see how this is going to go. This portion of the preview, they showed what happens at the end. So you don't watch previews. So it's like, just Dark Matter, trust me. It's about alternate realities. And then I started up with Jake Gyllenhaal. It's on Apple TV, Innocent Until Proven Guilty or something like that. Let me see. I have to edit all this up. Presumed Innocent.
Okay.
And I love lawyer type shows. This one's really good. This one's like, you know, cheating on his wife, falls in love, girl he falls in love with gets killed. He didn't do it, right? And then it's like, oh, well, it's so funny how the show started out where it's like, all right, this girl dies. and he was working for the district attorney's office. He's going to be the prosecutor on the case. It's like, all right. Then they find out he was banging her. Oh, crap, he was banging her. That's not looking good. Okay. Then he finds out that he was in love with her. Oh, crap, he was in love with her? Jesus, this isn't looking good for you. Then you find out he was there the night she was killed. It's like, Jesus Christ, did you do it, Jake? Did you do it, Jake? Was it you? So I'm, I binged it up until it's every Wednesday they come out with the episodes. They only do that with some shows. Just give me the whole season, dude. Give me the whole season. House of Dragons is doing it. Where it's like, give me the whole season, dude. I almost want to not watch it until it's, because once you start with, I'm only getting an hour of this, and then I got to wait until Sunday, just give me the whole, because you want to like, could you imagine if they did House of Dragons and they gave you the whole season at once, and then you go on TikTok and someone's like, so the final scene of, that's why they, you know what I mean? They don't do it like that. So I can appreciate it for the shows that are like bangers, dude, you know?
I think they also do it because they know people want to be like, all right, I'm going to tune in every week. And it's on HBO, correct? House of Dragons?
House of Dragons, HBO.
They want people on HBO at that time.
Have you ever gotten into a show because Hannah's into it, but at first you're like, gay, I'm not watching this. And then and then you start watching it because she's watching it.
Yeah.
What was that show for you? I'll give you mine after.
There's a couple. One of them was Yellow Jackets. You ever heard of Yellow Jackets?
Like the bees?
No, the soccer team that crashed. And they end up crashing in the woods, and it gets all creepy, and they end up eating one of their teammates.
All right, don't. I'm adding that to the, don't give me too much.
Yellow Jackets is really good. It's creepy as hell. And the other one is 1,000-Pound Sisters with Tammy and the other fat girl.
Oh, I haven't watched that one.
It's on like TLC.
Yeah, I don't do
it's
reality.
It's on TLC, and I'm like, you're watching these girls again? Like, why do you keep watching these ladies? They're so...
And then you end up watching.
I'm like, oh, what'd you do today? And then they show her in the doctor's office. She's like, what do you have this week today to drink? She's like... 12 sodies. Like, damn.
So your girlfriend's watching a show, and so you end up watching a show was Grey's Anatomy.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
So Jill used to, rest in peace to Jillian. When I first started dating her, she was like, hey, if we're going to do this thing, you're going to need to be comfortable with watching Grey's Anatomy every night. So it was her comfort show where she's seen the first six seasons 14 times over. It's like she leaves the show on when she goes to bed at night. So I'm like, all right, well, you got to start episode one with me. You know what I mean? You're not putting this show on season seven, episode 14. I'm not doing that. Start over with me. And then she's like, all right. And I'm like, I'm not watching this soap opera show. You know what I mean? And then... come to find out, she'd fall asleep and I'd be up four episodes in. You know what I mean? And then it's like, George is dying. Yeah. I'm like, you know what I mean? Getting into it. And I got into what a show. What a
show.
I saw
one episode of Grey's Anatomy. And it was the episode where there's some like train crash or bus crash.
The pole went through two people. Yes. Why is that always the show people, the only episode people have
really?
Seen? Really? Yeah. I talked to some people. That's the only episode they've seen.
Might have been me.
Two people are stuck in the same pole.
One of them had to choose who was going to live.
Yeah, dude. They come up with the greatest shit on that show.
Dude, I was on at my parents' house. My sister was watching. My mom was watching. And I just happened to be there. It was before I even had kids. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, yeah, day off. I'll sit here and chill. Have a couple cocktails and relax.
So that's what you do. That's what you do. You see how you painted. Just fucking tell me about the interaction with the show. You see how you painted the whole scene? It was like, all right, the car was in the garage. I had a half a tank of gas. And you know what I mean? It was raining out. It was raining out just in case you want to know what the weather was like that day. And Hannah was wearing a pink hoodie. Okay. My kid was sitting on the chair. You know those chairs that you get for the kids? He was sitting in one of those. And then you get to it. You all do that a lot. Drive me nuts.
Details, dude.
But not all of them. You know what I mean?
Every single detail.
So I take pride in the ability to be able to tell a good story.
Very well.
It's not fair to me to put those storytelling abilities on you and expect you to have them, but I'm trying to teach you. There's some stuff with the story. You ever write an English paper in school?
My mom helped
me. Elementary, like when it's like beginning, middle, and end. You know what I mean? Like get into the story before you're like, so it was July 8th, 2011. So talking about Grey's Anatomy in the episode, and you're like, ah, yeah, so I had a tub of goldfish. And, you know, we had just put the kids to bed. You know, Hannah had a dentist appointment earlier in the day, so her tooth was sore because the numbing cream was starting to wear off, and we didn't have any more numbing cream, so I had to go to CVS. And it's like, just get, where were we? We were on Grey's Anatomy. Now Hannah's going to CVS for numbing cream.
I was just at my parents. It was on TV, and that was the episode on. That's the only episode I ever saw. Pulled on the heartstrings too much, so I can't watch this. This is too much.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy will pull on your heartstrings.
Bad.
Speaking of pulling on your heartstrings, dude, videos make me cry on the internet so easily, dude.
I can't. It doesn't. I can feel my heart race, and like just nothing comes
out.
When
was the last time you cried?
Had to have been 8 years ago.
You haven't cried in 8 years?
Yeah, probably.
Why'd you cry 8 years ago?
Because I was coming off Johnny's and heroin. And I was going
so
into
you
detox.
Were detoxing.
Yeah, and that's the
and
only
time. You cried?
Yeah.
The last time you cried was 8 years ago?
I've got angry. I've got sad. Just tears don't
and
come out.
And you're just an overall, like, happy guy.
Glass half full
love
guy.
Love small talk. Oh, you love true. Meeting new people and hearing all about their lives. That's, love like, it. The type of person you are. And you haven't cried in 8 years?
No, I don't know. Dude, you watch the In the Arms of an Angel, and you see the dog shivering. I'm like, oh, my God, that hurts. And then you go to the next video, and it's military homecoming. Though you can feel the heart rate.
But you don't shed it. No water in
no
your
water.
Eyes.
No water.
I cried this morning.
Yeah, dude.
And I know I've been kind of struggling with mental health and shit lately and depression and stuff like that, but, like,
I don't know.
I cried this morning at a video that popped up on my phone.
I think
you haven't cried in 8 years.
You know what? I'm telling you, I think it was the Vivitrol. They did it too early before they did test. It messes with your endorphins. I don't know, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, man. My wife gives me shit all the time. She's like, are you like soulless? I'm like, no.
Know, we're coming up on an hour here.
I go, yeah, things do make me sad. Don't get me wrong. Things get me sad, but no tears come out.
You know what we're going to do next week? So I've been trying to do a series because they call it Hopecore on TikTok and Instagram mm-hmm. Reels and shit. It's like videos that will tug on your heartstrings. And if I thought about doing a series of videos where I set up a couple Hopecore videos and how long before I can cry, how many videos it takes before I cry, I'm gonna set up a series of Hopecore videos.
Do it.
And we're going to just look at your face the whole time. You're telling me you're not going to budge?
I'm telling you, Anthony, a tear probably will not come out. I'm guessing a tear will not come out.
So if somebody really close to you in your family dies, are you crying?
Yes. I've had one real close loss in my family. It was my grandfather who was old. And I was flying around Johnny's at the time too, so it really didn't affect me that much. And yeah, I think about him and I'm like, yeah, my papa was awesome. He was a great dude. He was funny as hell.
So if we sat here and I was like, all right, I got $100,000 in a suitcase. I'm going to give you a half hour to generate water in your tear ducts and cry. Could you do it?
I would have Flick punch me in the nose as hard as he could.
No. Just physical.
Just
no.
Some
you
tear
couldn't.
Comes
you're
out.
Telling me you can't sit there and, like, if I gave you 30 minutes, you couldn't make yourself cry?
I do not think so.
You couldn't think of something sad
I
that's
couldn't think
to
of something
to
make myself cry. I really couldn't.
Oh, my. I could do it easily.
I couldn't, dude. It's a blessing and a curse? I don't know.
Let's see if I can do it. No. We gotta cut over to Patreon. I'll do it on the Patreon side of things. And this isn't a money grab for people. Oh, what a way to get a subscriber. But we're an hour into this episode. We gotta cut over to Patreon. I'm gonna try to make myself cry over there. So if you want to see it, tune in. Patreon.com/nobodycaresAnthony. All the links have it in my bio and all my social media. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this week's episode. And stay tuned for more.